You find the kli in the junkyard that's covered over, Leigaboy. Don't touch it. In other words, the owner left it there, he hid it there. He'll come back and get it. So don't take it away. Like if you take it, maybe you'll never find the real owner. But Megula, if you find something uncovered there, then Neitla Machris. Then we're afraid if you don't take it, maybe you get lost, maybe your guy will take it. Therefore, you're supposed to pick it up and take it and return it. But our core part of you see, if you find something hidden, you're not supposed to take it. So you can't tell me here, it says, if you're talking about you found something hidden. That's why you're telling me, if it's Rav Yisrael, so then you say, since most people living there are Jews, most probably who hid it there? A Jew. So since it belongs to a Jew, that's why you have to return it. But if most people living there are Goyim, then you have a right to say, most probably a Goy hid it there, and then you're allowed to keep it. That's what we wanted to say. But the Gemara says, no, that can't be, because if it's talking about something that's hidden, even B'mokim, how do you have, even B'mokim, Rav Yisrael, what are you telling me? You have to return it. You're not supposed to touch it. So Gemara says, yes, here it's different. Because the Yomar Rapapa said, we'll see later, that the Ashba Shein Nasui Lefanis, we're talking about a junkyard that usually they're not supposed to throw it out, to clean it out. So therefore, the owner, when he hid it there, he saw it's going to stay there a long time. So he wasn't miyayish. But what happened was, the people decided to clean out this junkyard. Says, so if something's hidden there, if you just leave it there, it's going to be thrown out. The owner will never get it. So in such a case where they now decided to throw it away, you have to take it and return it back to the Bailam. So that's where Papa's terrorist case later. So I'll tell you, Hakanam, the same thing here also. We're talking about that you found this Aveda that was Tumma, that was hidden, the Ashpa in the junkyard, Shein Asu Lefanis, that up until now they never cleaned it out. So therefore we say if it's a Rav Yisraelim, it's a Jewish person that hid it there, and the owner was not Miyayish, he thought they'll come back next week and pick it up. But what happened was, now the people around here decided to clean out this junkyard. So in such a case, you can't just leave it there for the owner to come back, because if you leave it there, it's going to be destroyed. So in such a case, you have a chiyuv chazara to return it. So Mela, there's no raya, what Rosh Hashanah holds if you find something not hidden, if you find something out on the street, where the owner lost it there, b'makom harabim, it could be he holds even b'makom Rav Yisrael, still the owner's miyayish. So we don't have a proof what the Rosh Hashanah himself really holds. Then the Gemara says, the boy says, another terrorist says, I'll tell you, the rabbanon. It could be going even according to rabbanon over here. And Rashi says, it will be shame to Tumman. And it's not hidden over here. So still, Rashi says, Latishma Vino, you can't bring a proof that the rabbanon agree to Rav Shimon Elazar that by Rav Kananim, you're allowed to keep it. In other words, the Chura here it says, if you found the Azeda, B'mokam Shir Rav Kananim, it says, Ein Chayav L'Hachris. So Chura, it's Mashmi, you're allowed to keep it. So here you have a proof then that the Rabbanan at least agreed to Rosh Hashanah laws of Rav Kananim. So Gemara says no. Mi kitoni hein shaloi, does the Braisa say, you're allowed to keep it. Ein achayev lahachris kitoni. It just says you don't have the chiyav chazara. That's all it says. You don't have to return it. But v'yaniach, you're supposed to leave it there. Because you don't know whose it is. Maybe it belongs to a Jew. Maybe it belongs to a guy. So since it's a suffix, maybe it belongs to a guy. Since they're Rav Kananim over there, you have a right to say maybe it's a guy. And therefore, you're allowed to keep. Therefore, you don't have to return it. But to say that you're allowed to keep it yourself, Rashi says that no. It could be the Rabbanan arguing with Shimon Elazar even by Rav Kananim, and say for you to keep it, you have no right, because even though true, most people there are goyim, but there are yechidim that are Jews. So you have to be afraid. Maybe it was a Jewish person that lost this aveda. So then there'll be gezel for you to take it. Therefore, the Rabbanan say, you just have to leave it there. You don't have to return it, because that could go bust a rove. Since rove people are goyim, it could be it's a goyish person. So you don't have a mitzvah to return it. But to keep it for yourself, to be able to issa gezel, that you have to be machmir, maybe it belongs to a Jew. So if you have no raya, if the Rabbanan agrees to Rav Shimon Elazar at all. So kids, so we have no raya so far. Toshma, come on, bring another proof. The Yomar Rabasi, Rasi says, Motza chavyis, yayin beer. If you find a barrel of wine in a city, Sharuba Kananim, most people living in the city are goyim, muteris mishur metziah. You should know you're allowed to keep this barrel of wine. Al siyista metziah, if it's gezel or not, you're allowed to keep it. Because you have a right to say it came from a goy, it's a goyish thing, and a goyish aveda, you have no chiyah to be machta, you're allowed to keep a goyish aveda. But the asur bano, but you should know this wine is yai nesach, it's also bano. What about boy yiskro benosim bo simen? Let's say later Jew comes and tells you, I have a simen here, you should know, this was my barrel of wine. So halacha is muteras b'shtiya. Now we know it wasn't yayin nesach. So now you're allowed to drink this wine. But lemaitzah, who's allowed to keep it? The one that found it. In other words, still we say the owner was miyayish already. Since it was found the mokem roiv kananim, we say for sure the owner was miyayish. Just the owner now comes and tells you, you should know, this was once upon a time my wine. So at least now you know, it's not yayin nesek, you're allowed to drink it. Tamar says, come on, who does this go like l'chura? Krev shimam and alaza? That holds, if you find something, b'mokem arabim, it's yish. So shema minim, here we have a proof, that ki kamer shimam and alaza, b'roiv kananim. Because he has to say a chiddush, b'roiv kananim, mashmi is the only case he said, you're allowed to keep it. But mashma, b'roiv yisrael loy, it would have been a case that you found the wine in a place that rabim, of the Jews, then the owner was not miyayish. So here we have a proof that the Shimon Elazar only says it by Rav Kananim. Tamar says, no, lie, there's no proof. L'yerlam, really, I'll tell you, Eim Elokha Shimon Elazar, Afilu B'Rav Yisrael Nanikoma. Could be he himself holds, even if you lose it, the Mokam Rav Yisrael, the owner is also miyayish. For Rav Asi, I'll tell you, it's only a shalom of Rav Asi. Rav Asi is saying this bryce over here. I'll tell you, Rav Asi, Sovolo Kavose Bechoda, Hopola Gule Bechoda. Rav Asi himself just holds. I hold the Gershim in one case. I hold like him, Rav Kananim, that then the owner is miyayish. But I argue, in a case where it's lost in a place of Rav Yisraelim, there Rav Asi holds that the owner is not miyayish. Because he thinks, listen, most probably a Jew will find it, and he'll give it back to me. But it could be Rav Shimon Elazar himself holds even by Rav Yisraelim, also the owner is miyayish. So again, we have no proof. So Gemara says, though, but the Chimayachah, the Asur Banur, why don't you tell me now this barrel of wine is Asur Banur, like you have to be afraid it's Yayin Nechach. So if so, what are you telling me now you're allowed to take it? Muteris Mishum Etziah, the Mahilkasa. What do you mean to say you're allowed to take it Mishum Etziah? What do you have from it? The Yayin Nechach is Asur Banur, you have nothing, you have to spill it out. So what do you mean to say, since you found the Berev Kanaim, you're allowed to keep it? Omer Ravashi Lekankanah. It means for the barrel. What you have to do is just empty out the barrel, and the barrel itself you could use. Aye, it has the bli of Yayin Nesach, Fenechnami. Don't put other things in it. Us don't put wine in it. Store other things in it. Like it's Mutar Bano, so you could store apples in there. And even with wine also, depends exactly what type of kankin. Sometimes you could kasher it, depends how it was made. And with Yayin Nesach, the whole luck is. Sometimes you just wash it out 3 times with cold water. It also makes the kosher. But I call part of the barrel, the kankan, is Mutar Bano. Now the Gemara says, so the kids, we weren't pushing our shadow, we have no proof exactly how far Rav Shimon Elazar said his halacha. Only by Rav Kananim or even by Rav Yisrael. Now the Gemara says, who gave it? There was a person, Tiyashkach Arba Zuzi Ditzari Besadino. He found a bag of 4 coins that was tied together. The Shad bin Har Biran, that this bag was thrown into the river of Biran. And he found it. Osla came with Rav Yehuda, he came in front of Rav Yehuda. Omar Rav Yehuda told him, Zil Achriz, you have to go and pronounce it, like, go return it, you can't keep it, it's an Aveda, and there's a simon here, so you have to return it. For the Gemara, why? We learned before, Vazuta Shoyamu, there should be a case of what the river takes away. We had before, for example, a Kosev, that's automatic, Hefka, you let it keep it. So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you, Shani Nohabiran, this river is different. Kivon Damaskil, since they have it clogged up at the end, or they have fishermen's nets, that they go fishing there, anything that goes through the river is caught. Is melulay miyayish. The owner is not miyayish. He feels, even though he knows his bag of money went into the river, but later down the river they're going to find it. They clean out the river, they watch what goes through, they'll find it, and they'll return it to me. For the Gemara, but Varuba Kananim Ninu. The Chur around this place was Rav Kananim. And still we pass, and you have to return it. If so, why? According to Shimon Elazar, for sure you're allowed to keep it. So Shemamini here should be a good proof that Ein Halacha Kashimon Elazar. We do not pass like a Shimon Elazar, afilu b'rev kananim, that the rabbanon argue on him, even in a place that most of them are goyim. Because here was a case that the pocket, this bag of money was lost in the river, which b'rev kananim live around there. And still, he passed, you have to return it. So it has to be according to rabbanon shita. So you see the rabbanon arguing Shimon Elazar, even in the case of b'rev kananim. So Mar says, no, here there's no proof. This Nohar Biran is different. I tell you, Shani Nahar Biran, this river, even though most people living around there are goyim, but the Yisrael Sochulei, the Yisrael Korulei, the Jews are the ones that go fishing there. They are the ones that put the nets down there, and they're the ones that take out the fish. And so, Kivan, the Yisrael Sochulei, since the Jews are the ones that put the nets in there, so when they were putting down the net, Eima, mi Yisrael Nafel. You have a right to say that most probably it fell from a Jew that was working there. And now, the Jew would not be Miyayish, because he thinks, the Chivon, the Yisrael correlates, since at the other end or later on, a Jew also is going to come back to collect the fish, and he'll look to see what came through the net, what's stuck in the net, Lemiyayish. Therefore, that's here, it's not considered like Rav Kananim. Here for sure, Yisrael, well, not for sure, but here it's a good sign, Yisrael lost it, and if he lost it, he would not be Miyayish. because he thinks another Jew would find it. Therefore, here we paskin there's no yish, you have to return it. But other places, it's no proof what we were paskin. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Hevi Shokil V'yosa Basra de Mashmuel. Rabbi Yehuda was once walking in the back of Mashmuel, the Shuk of the Vedisa. In the Shuk of the Vedisa, a certain marketplace, Rashi says, Shemoichun Shom Chitim, a Ktushim, they sold ground wheat there. Ledaisa for cereal. For Rabbi Mitzuyim Shom, because there's a lot of people there. That's what's called Shuk of the Vedisa, a Shuk, where they sell shop cereal. Omalei, so Rabbi Yehuda asked Mashmuel, what's going to be if somebody finds a wallet here that has a simin, so you have to return it or not? Omalei said back to Mirei Lashalai, you're allowed to keep it. Lassun Tzima said, it's a Mokum Rabbim over here. So since you found it a Mokum Rabbim, he held a Mirei Lashalai, that's like Rav Shimon Eloza. Now, boy, you scrub an osim basimim mahal. What's going to be if a Jew walks by and says, listen, I just lost my wallet, and I'll give you the simin? Omalei said back, Chayav Lahachzir, you should know then you have to return it. So Mirei Tekasha Tati, it's a Siri, what are you saying? Like if you're telling me now, since it was lost the Mokum Arabim, that's an automatic Tzvorin Stoma de Milsa. The Yonah was Miyayish. See, even if he tells us later he wasn't, like we don't believe him. We say for sure he wasn't Miyayish. So how can you tell me now, if he comes, you have to give it back to him? So he answered back true. Omalei said back, you know what I meant, you have to give it to him. Lefnim Mishur Asadin. Tastaka Lefnim Mishur Asadin. Zmeikir Adin, you don't have to return it. Like we now on, since it was lost the Mokum Arabim, for sure the Yonah was Miyayish. Just later, when he wants it back, if you know where it is, there's an inyan of lefnei mishuras adin to do some things more than he has really have to. Like if yotzei de shemayim, it's called lefnei mishuras adin. And kiho, like a case, the yavua de Shmuel, Shmuel's father, ashka chane chamri b'midboro. He found donkeys in the midbar that was lost. The yadrin l'marayin, and he returned it to the owner, lebosa treyti yachishosa, even though it was lost for 12 months already. It's like for sure the owner was miyayish already. Still he returned it to the owner. Why? Lefnei mishuras adin. Even though the owner was Miyayish already, if you know exactly who the owner was, there's such an inyan then still to return it to him. Go ahead and return it. Yeah. So Rashi learns that you found it 12 months later. Like then it's for sure the owner was Miyayish. Tosfos learns, Pirish, Hein Atzman Hechzer, Afagav Lohoy Yisrach Litzman Rak Demeyim. Says even though you only had to return the money, not the animal itself. I learned the Pirkin before. Kodav Shaisav Yechom Matzul Bo Yud Beis Chodesh. Yeah, because Tosfos says, according to Rashi's Pshat, that he found that Yud Beis Chodesh later, so he says, so what? How do you know the owner was Miyayish? Maybe the owner didn't realize that he lost it, and he wasn't Miyayish yet. Alright. And Rashi's mashmano, that if you find something that you know that's lost already for 12 months, like for sure you have a right to